Wish You Well by Bernard Fanning. It's 22 to 5. Lucy Braden with you on Drive. I'm wondering how you managed to navigate that huge shift, which is a huge shift, from primary to secondary school. So from primary school to high school, essentially, going from grade 6 to grade 7. Did you stay at the same school or did you have to change to a brand new high school? That would be pretty daunting for some young people. It is a huge change for some students, and maybe your child or your grandchild is bidding farewell to their primary school now and preparing to go to year 7 next year. I feel like it's kind of a get the tissues ready, mum and dad scenario, because it would be so emotional seeing your little baby starting high school. Aidan Johns joins me now. He is a year 7 student gearing up to say farewell to his first year of high school. He's currently at Cosgrove High. Hello, Aidan.
Hello.
Welcome. I've also got Alicia Peters here, teacher and university coordinator at Cosgrove High School. Hello, Alicia.
Hello.
And also I've got Aidan's dad as well, Damon Johns, who joins us now, just, you know, making sure everything goes smoothly and
absolutely.
Aidan doesn't say anything bad about you. You never know. No, it's great to have you in. So, Aidan, you've almost completed year 7.
Yes, I've almost completed year 7.
You got 2 more weeks left.
Yes, we've got 2 more weeks.
How are you feeling about that?
Well, I'm just a bit surprised by how fast it's all gone by.
Did it just fly by this
yeah,
year?
Yeah, just flied by. We went from Cartesian planes, algebra, we did conjunctions in English.
I don't even know what you're talking
some
about.
Some clauses.
That's a lot.
Different types of sentences. And it's all just crammed in, and now I'm ready for year 8.
And so you're staying at Cosgrove?
Yes, we're staying at Cosgrove for year 8.
Where did you go to primary school?
I went to primary school at Rosetta Primary. It was nice there, yeah.
And so is the natural progression from Rosetta to go to Cosgrove High School?
Usually people go to Montrose, but that was a little, too many students for me.
Yeah, okay. It's maybe nicer to have it a little smaller.
Yeah.
How did you find that transition from grade 6 to grade 7 and a brand new high school?
Oh, well, Children's University helped me with meeting new people and having confidence in new situations. The classes weren't too hard, neither were they too easy. I basically had the right skill set from my primary school. They prepared me well for high school. And, yeah, that's basically it.
That's brilliant. And by Children's University, you are, of course, talking about the work that the Peter Underwood Centre does.
Yeah.
When did you start there?
I started there in grade 3, maybe. It's I've lost track of time, maybe.
Yeah, that was grade 3.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago.
Many, many years. So, Damon, why did you decide to enroll Aidan, getting him involved?
I'd love to take all the credit, but my wife is also just as responsible for this. There was a teacher at Rosetta Primary that was very much into the idea of Children's University, and both my wife Laura and myself felt that it was going to be of great benefit to the kids. So yeah, over the course of those years in primary school, we spent many outings during school holidays, taking them to various things that the program was putting on.
Summer school, nice
yeah,
work, Dad.
Yeah, summer school, yeah. yeah, what else do we do? We obviously, the curricular activities counted towards it. When we go on holidays as a family, those activities yep, count towards it.
We went to a medical training program thing. There was a Arctic conservation thingy.
Yeah, we went to IMS a couple of months ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
You obviously love learning, Aidan. That's pretty impressive.
Yes. At Cosgrove High School, their Children's University program has contributed to my hours a lot, actually.
Nice work. That is very, very impressive, and especially enrolling your child into, you know, a children's university. Let's find out more about what exactly it is. I did mention that Children's University is run by the Peter Underwood Centre. Alicia Peters is a teacher at Cosgrove High School, but also the Children's University coordinator. Hello, Alicia.
Hello.
So what is the Children's University?
So Children's University is set up to provide students with extracurricular activities that they can count for hours. So, for example, if they go and do some sport after school, or if they do chess club, they can do some cooking at home, and all those hours count up and they can go to a graduation. So once they hit 25 hours, they can go to a graduation, and every year that gets built upon. So 25 hours, 50, and it keeps going like that, and then they can graduate from Children's Uni.
And as Aidan mentioned, is it all about just making the child more confident in their schooling, building new relations with, you know, their peers, all of that type of thing?
Also too, giving them the opportunity to take responsibility for their own learning and developing their capacity, so therefore they can be lifelong learners.
Mm. Damon Johns, how did you notice it really pay off in Aidan?
Well, look, really just his ability to bring his creativity to tasks was really evident. Aidan's sister, Sophia, has also participated. It's benefited them in different ways. We were talking briefly before about their ability to speak publicly now, because they're involved in speaking in front of groups at a lot of these activities, and yeah, that's really helping with those sorts of skills.
Like, look at him in here, yeah, talking on the radio, no nerves whatsoever. It's very impressive, Aidan.
Yes.
Are you happy that your parents, your dad, your mum got you involved?
Yes, I'm very glad that they enrolled me in Children's University. I'm very happy that teacher that showed it to them also was there too.
Nice one. So how long are you doing it for? Is it, you know, right through high school?
Until I can't anymore.
Oh, when is that, Alicia?
When they turn 14. So after they turn 14, then they can be a leader in the program, but they can't participate anymore. So this is the first year that Cosgrove High School has been part of Children's University, and it gave Aidan the opportunity then to continue that, and also with 9 other students in grade 7 at Cosgrove that graduated this year.
Excellent to hear. It's 4:45. Lucy Braden with you on Drive. I'm talking to Aidan Johns, his dad, Damon. Aidan is a Year 7 student at Cosgrove High School. Alicia Peters is here as well, a teacher and the university coordinator at Cosgrove High School. And we are talking about how Children's University has helped with a student's transition from primary school to high school, which is a pretty daunting thing. How do you notice it paying off for that transition from primary to high school, Alicia?
Well, it's some predictability for the students. It's something that they know, and it's something that they feel comfortable with, and it's something that they've done from primary school, and then they can come to high school and continue that.
Yeah. How can you remember going from primary to high school?
It wasn't that long ago.
What was it like?
Well, I found it was a very daunting experience. And so we've looked at our program at Cosgrove, and we've put in a lot of work into our transition program, and we're trying to make it as smooth as possible and as predictable as possible for the students coming through.
Oh, that's so important. I stayed at the one school. I was at St Mary's. I'm a what do they say when an old scholar? I can't remember. When you go from prep right through to grade 12.
Yes.
So it's good, you know, to stick with what you know sometimes. Can you remember yourself?
The transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was challenging for me, although it was the same school. It was different campuses.
Nice.
And there wasn't a lot of connectivity even between the campuses at the time. So it might as well have been a completely different school.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you go with the friends? Did you get to stick with the same friends?
Yeah, to an extent. But again, there were feeder schools. There were a lot of children that attended that I recall in grade 7 that I didn't know, so the experience for me was probably very similar to yours, Alicia.
I've got your weather update, I should say, in about 5 minutes' time. If you would like to add anything, how is it looking in your neck of the woods? Get in touch, 0438922936. What are you looking forward to next year, Aidan, now that you've, you know, got grade 7 almost out of the way? What's on your highlight reel for next year?
Well, for next year, I don't really know what I'm going to be doing, but I'm excited for it if there's electives, like the special classes that we take, like woodwork, cooking and art.
Yeah, nice. That would be fun. Nice, and you can get your hands dirty or, yeah, do something like that. So you kind of like the electives.
Yes, I like the idea of creating something that will stay here after I'm gone.
Oh, that's beautiful. You're not gone for a long time, so yeah, don't worry about that. But I know, Dad, Damon, you'll be holding on to that piece for a very long time.
Everything yes. he brings home from woodwork has a special place in the kitchen.
Oh, that's beautiful. Is he bringing home a lot from woodwork?
Yeah, he is. He's you know, he's pretty creative. Yeah, you've been doing laser etching and,
yeah.
and
nice.
All sorts of things.
Do you see a bit of woodwork in your future then, Aidan?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're still figuring that out.
I'm still figuring things out with my future.
Yeah, good stuff. It's a long way away like that. You really have to think about it, isn't it? Now, I've got someone who's given us a buzz, and I'm really looking forward to talking to this person. If you've got headphones nearby, pop them on, but don't stress. It's not urgent, but I wanted to say hello to Jerry from Belrive because I loved your text, Jerry. Hello.
Lucy, good afternoon.
Wonderful to have you on the show. Now, tell us a little bit about the experience of finishing primary school on the West Coast.
Well, I was born in Rosebery and I was the eldest of six children. And when there was no high schools in or around the West Coast, so we knew as children that we had to go to boarding school. It was one of the... am I allowed to say the name of the school?
I think so. If it's a good remark.
It was the Marist College, which is a Catholic boarding school, and it was for boys. So boys from Zion, Strawn, Queenstown, Rosebery, Waratah, we all sort of jumped on board the bus and off to Burnie we went. And we never got a chance to come home until it was the end of the year, not even home for Easter.
Oh.
So at 11 years of age, being the eldest, I was lucky enough to have the parents that I had that taught me how to, like you were given X amount of dollars a week to spend to buy some fruit at boarding school, or you could go down to Coles at Burnie and buy a milkshake if you were allowed to. But you had to prioritise your time. You had to learn how to put your washing out. You had to make sure your assignments were done. There was nobody there to help you other than the local boys and obviously the teachers. But being a boarder at 11, you had to harden up, grow up, learn how the real world was. And it's made me the person that I am today.
Oh, I bet, and you would have carried all of those life lessons right through to today, Jerry. But it would be hard for youngsters nowadays at 11 years old to go off to boarding school.
Well, we didn't have phones back then, so you had to go and learn how to, probably one of the best pieces of advice my father gave me at 11 was if a fight starts, don't ever start one, but if one starts, make sure you have a go and then put your hand out, shake hands, because that's the boy you'll be sitting with at the table that night for tea. You had to just get over it, get on with life, and the next day was the next day because there was study, there was sport, and really no family other than your boarding mates that you were with from your local area.
Yeah.
We all stuck together as West Coasters, but that's a bond that we'll always have.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Are you still staying in touch with some of them?
Regular contact with not all, but some.
Great to hear. And I like that, you know, if you had a fight, you just make up by the end of the day. I think that's really important in any type of relationship. And let's hope they were just verbal altercations there, Jerry. Great to have you on. Thank you so much for giving us a bit of an insight into what high school looked like for you.
It wasn't just high school, it was boarding school.
Boarding, yeah, it's a big difference really, isn't it? Boarding school, let's not forget that.
Boarding school, that's right.
Good on you, Jerry, thank you.
Okay, Lucy, thanks.
Catcher, Jerry there from Belrive, just telling us a little bit about his boarding school experience. How would you feel if you had to do that, Aidan?
Well, that sounds very hard to do. I'm very impressed that he made it.
Yeah, me too. Alicia, before I let you go, any advice for people who want to know more about Children's University or anything you'd like to add there?
Yes, just go and have a look on the internet. There's a Facebook page as well. A lot of schools in Hobart, a lot of primary schools run Children's University, and we're very lucky to have it running at Cosgrove High School just to help that transition and provide extra learning opportunities for our students.
Yeah, it's huge. It's the Peter Underwood Centre for Educational Attainment, but if you do pop in Children's University Tasmania, it pops right up. To the three of you, thank you for coming in. Aidan, best of luck with the last 2 weeks of school.
Thank you.
What have you got planned for over summer?
Well, not much.
Nice, relaxing.
Probably lying in my bed.
Dad might make you do some Children's University stuff.
I think he'll be mowing the lawn a fair bit.
Yeah, pocket money, maybe. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy.
Aidan John's there, year 7 at Cosgrove High School. His dad as well, Damon, and Alicia Peters, who's a teacher and the university coordinator at Cosgrove High School. Just saying, you know, props, hats off to Children's University. It really helped Aidan. It has done since he was in year 3 and helped a lot with his transition from primary school to high school.